Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know that long weekend.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's over.
We've all certainly experienced it, coming back, only to wish you could go right back to your time away.
Lois, I'm not going back to work.
Not a way to start your week.
Post-vacation syndrome. This is a thing.
Please, can we just get this over with?
Here goes.
I gotta tell you, I'm relaxed as a noodle. I'm so relaxed.
I feel good. I just didn't want it to end.
I'm telling you, I don't know. I know I have before, but I don't remember ever being off 10 straight days like that.
No.
10 days. It was crazy.
And it flew by, of course.
Yeah. But man, I enjoyed it. Thank goodness I didn't get sick or any of that like somebody else in this room.
Oh, don't even get me started.
This Here we go.
10 days from you know where.
Yep. Stories from Christmases that went well. Stories from Christmases that didn't go so well. Everything was fine in my world till Christmas Eve, and there was a blow-up. But everything else, great. Loved it. Hope you guys had a great holiday. Happy New Year to you. I'm glad that everything went great for you. I came in here this morning, I will tell you this, the signal that the holidays are over, I came in and I thought, well, we'll run the Christmas lights one more day.
Yeah.
So I plug in the Christmas lights. Boom! It shorts out. These outlets are shorted out, except for this one on this wall over here.
Are you kidding me?
Boom, gone.
Wow, that'll steal all the joy.
That's a signal right there. The Christmas tree over here is plugged into, as you can see, it's working. But the other ones, boom, I plugged it in, all of them went out.
They said, you're done.
It was your string over there behind you is the one that did it. I had these already plugged in.
Dirty.
And boom, also blew out our sign up here. It blew a fuse somewhere.
Call engineering.
They'll all be back today. Well, good morning to you. Let's start a brand new year. It's 2024. It's Chase Matthew and Love You Again on The Wolf.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. Good morning to you. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas and a great new year to get off started here. Totally Private Concerts, they're back. That's the first thing we heard. Hey, we're doing Totally Private Concerts again. And it's not just anybody. It's Lainey freaking Wilson.
That's a killer Totally Private show.
Let me repeat. Lainey Wilson doing a Totally Private Concert for you. And all you got to do is listen for keywords. It's one of those contests where we got these words. You go to the website and you put them in for your chance to win. And then there'll be a weekly winner. You're going to love it. First one at 9:30 this morning. I'll tell you what it is at 9:30 this morning. Man. Lainey Wilson. I was really surprised to see that. I got the email like last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lainey Wilson?
Well, ever since I saw how they did, I think it was like a Sam Hunt or Carrie Underwood one. I mean, it literally is you and however many of your friends are allowed to go and the artist and her band. And that's it.
How many? I don't know. Of all the artists, I can't think of any artist except maybe Morgan Wallen that's any bigger.
Yeah. I agree.
And there's certainly no bigger female country artist right now than Lainey Wilson.
People are already been messaging, what was that word? What was that word yesterday?
Did you see the Stanley thing she's got going?
No.
She's got a thing going on with Stanley. She's got her own cup.
I'm
Check it out
right now.
You're gonna love it. It's a Stanley what's it, the quencher, right?
Yeah.
All right, by the way, speaking of the quencher, check this out. I can't just not stand to let you have a big cup and me not have a big cup. This is the one my boys got me this for Christmas.
No, you're not a Stanley guy now.
No, this one's a Yeti.
Well, still, but it looks like
it looks Stanley. Just like kind of like yours. Wow, I mean, and I noticed you don't have yours today. What happened?
I left it on the counter. But Dale, look at you basic thing, you.
How could you be hydrated?
I know. I need to get hydrated.
Gotta hydrate. I don't know how good I'm hydrating myself because this thing is absolutely filled to the rim with coffee.
There you go.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:34. Good morning to you. You know how when you click on one thing when you're cruising around the internet and you start seeing that something about that in your feed all the time. Something just keeps popping up in there.
Every time.
That luggage looks good. Then you start getting all these ads for luggage or whatever it is. Well, I don't know what I've clicked on. And it ain't what you think. I don't know what I've clicked on, but I continue. I got started being barraged by all of these. I make $1 million a month on the internet. Hey, I make $100,000. It was nonstop.
And you got a lot of those spammy ads on your timeline, Dale. I've seen them. You showed me.
It's crazy. Ugh. So I got one, and I'm going to look into this. And don't you think I'm not? I'm serious. This one, and this is true. This is not a bit. This is not something that's meant to be funny. This is something that it's an actual thing, and I'm going to try it.
Okay.
You get paid to poop.
I think that might be a scam.
It is not. I looked into it. I'm thinking, now, if there's one thing I can do effectively and professionally, it's that. So, there's a company, Human Microbes. It's a company, and they study samples, and they need samples. And they pay $500 a sample.
Are you kidding me? This is such BS.
I dug into it. Don't even start with me. It's a real thing. This is science, people. Science!
Dale, I'd have to say that if this is becoming a thing for you, that obviously our career's down the crapper.
You're so funny. But I got to tell you, I'm doing it. I'm tired of getting these ads telling me about all these things that I can do to make money or not make money. And I make $1 million a month. I'm going to do it.
Hey, they say that every person needs some kind of disposable income. I mean, you're disposing of things and getting paid for it.
It actually makes sense when you think about it. And the total you can make a year on this is $185,000.
So if anybody's wondering what Dale's doing in his free time, it's pooping.
What's wrong with that?
He's being paid to poop.
It's something I'm doing anyway. Why shouldn't I get paid for it?
I guess you're right. You better get some more bathroom reading material, Dale.
Why would? Are you one of them girls to pee us off the Bud Light label? Heard you moved out to South Carolina just like you always said we would.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
Today's top three.
Go.
Dale, you're a Costco guy. I'm a Sam's Club gal.
All right.
How much is a Costco membership, roughly?
You know what? I don't know because mine needs to be renewed, and I haven't, and I don't know if they've gone up on it or not. I want to say it's around 60.
Okay. Well, I hate to tell you, though, they are going to go up. It's a matter of when, not if, though. That's about it. And that's coming straight from the company's chief financial officer. And he has maintained that in recent months, the Costco memberships have to go up at some point. So for now, they're staying the course. They haven't decided when that's going to happen, but it will. So keep that in mind that, you know, it's like everything else. A price hike is coming.
They had a promotion in December for a $40 membership.
Yeah.
60. I was right. 60 is the annual membership fee. That includes a free household card valid at all Costco locations worldwide.
And, you know, like the Odyssey shop at one point had either Sam's or Costco, like $14 for a year membership. It was insane.
Our company that owns the station is called Odyssey, and they have this little store online.
Yeah.
And we get points from other people. We can use those points to spend on that.
Get a deal.
Get some socks.
So if you still have your Christmas tree lingering, whether you have it up or it's just sitting in the backyard or something.
Did you get all your stuff down?
Oh, yeah. All my stuff's down. Except for out front, but that's easy. So all my stuff's down. But even though the holidays are over, you just got a couple weeks left to get rid of those Christmas trees. I'm not saying that you have to get rid of them, but if you want somebody to help you get rid of them.
If you want to keep it up all year, that's up to you.
Right. Guilford County is providing residents with free disposal for real Christmas trees. At the Guilford County Farm, it was formerly the Sheriff's Prison Farm in Gibsonville. And they have the site open Monday to Saturday, 7 to 6, all the way through January 15th. But there is some collections for residential Guilford County people. Greensboro is collecting trees curbside during regular garbage collection days. And if your tree's over 5 foot, cut it in half. High Point's collecting trees curbside all through January. Jamestown will also be doing the curbside tree pickup during regular trash pickup day. And Gibsonville, same thing. They're doing it as part of the chipping routes, too, there. So, also, if you've taken your trees to Piedmont Triad Farmers Market or the Tabernacle United Methodist Church, they're no longer collecting them there. And I know in Kernersville, there's a recycling center. Normally, they let you drop them off out in front of there. I also know a couple people who would love to have the live Christmas trees for their goats. So there's another good way to get rid of them too. Or to return them back to the earth. Or do like me and my husband do and light them suckers on fire because it smells like Christmas and it snap, crackles, and pops for 30 seconds.
Another good one for the outdoor bonfire.
Yeah. And a little good news for a Winston-Salem family. They ended up being able to welcome the new year with a new home thanks to Habitat for Humanity. It was a family of seven, and they've been waiting with this program since 2022 to have a place for the couple, Deontay and Denise Epps, and their five kids, two boys and three girls from ages four to 13. And they said they were paying almost $2,000 for a three-bedroom apartment. And they said, over time, that's just not really ideal. And so he's been driving a bus for the city of Winston-Salem, and she's been doing all the financial literacy and life skills classes that Habitat for Humanity offers. And they were just able to move into their new five-bedroom, two-and-a-half bathroom in Winston-Salem. So nice. Congratulations to them. What a fun, cool new way to start off the new year.
That's a happy 2024.
That is.
Happy New Year to you from all of us at The Wolf. We'll bring you back totally private concerts. First chance to qualify for a trip to see Lainey Wilson in Nashville coming at 9:30 this morning.
I saw you going by. I had to say hello.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. Happy New Year to you. If you're new to the show, I have two grown sons. One of them is 24, one of them is 20. And I have tried, their mother and I divorced when it was 2013. Excuse me, 2013. And I have tried to have a civil relationship with her just for their benefit, really. And just because I think it's just, why wouldn't you try to do that? It just makes common sense. Well, do you want an adversarial relationship with anyone? No. Would you like for things to go smoothly or as smoothly as possible? Yes. So I have endeavored to do this.
And Dale, I got to say, I think you've held up your end of this very well.
Well, I go up there to see them, if their mother needs help with something, I help her, you know, these kinds of things. Well, it came to light this weekend in a heated exchange between the four of us that it's not so much my kids that think it's weird. They think that other people think that it's weird that I, when I come, I stay at what used to be our farm. It's hers now. Mm-hmm. And I stay in the house. In a completely different area of the house. And, you know, if, for instance, she has to go to the grocery store to get some stuff for some Christmas stuff, I go with her and help her.
I don't think there's anything weird about that. And I don't think anybody outside of that would think that that's necessarily weird. I mean, you would just hope that if you had parents who were divorced or you knew somebody that did, that they would get along well enough to be able to do things like that and like you said, civil.
See, that's my thinking. But during this heated exchange, I don't even remember which of my sons said this, but it was like, again, it doesn't matter how we got to this point, but he blurts out that, you know, I didn't know you guys are going to be hanging out. It's weird. And I was like, what? And evidently, a unnamed member of the family had made some comment about seeing the two of us at the grocery store and mentioned something about it being odd or weird. That because we were divorced, we were at the grocery store together.
I mean, I guess it's a little taboo because you just don't see it like that often. You know, I think in a perfect world, we all wish that divorces might would end up like that.
But I also know a lot of people who do that.
Yeah, and you know, you see those posts on social media. There's so much praise for people who can make it work with blended families and, you know, extra moms and dads and stuff like that.
Now, I will say, just so everyone knows, my ex did not remarry.
She's single, yeah.
Right, there's no husband or boyfriend involved or anything like that. And if there were, I would certainly respect that.
You would keep like, thank right. God someone's yeah. taking her off my hands.
So I would have no problem with that, but you know, it really I don't know that if it may have hurt my feelings.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how I felt about it. I was like, what? I said, I'm just trying to be nice to your mom.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be nice to the lady who gave me you two.
Yes,
and that I have to deal with because she gave me you two.
So it was really surprising to me, and I don't know. To this moment, I don't know how it made me feel, but for the rest of that day, I felt weird.
I don't think you should at all. I think that co-parenting is a beautiful thing if you can make it work for you and pull it off.
Well,
you guys, it's a constant battle for you guys to continue to make it work too. You know, it's like it doesn't necessarily come easy to you all either, but it's the fact that you guys still try. Even though you go up there and every time you're like, God, why'd I do that?
And
you still go up there.
And it's different when, you know, if you're living in the same town. Maybe it's different and maybe it's easier, but we're 450 miles apart or whatever and trying to do it.
I don't think it's weird, Dale. I think I commend you for it. I don't think it's weird, but it's funny that one of your kids even said that, though. Like,
let me ask you, could you do it?
Yeah, if I had to, I would. I think I'm married to a very civil man, and despite what maybe would have caused us to break up after some time of that heat going away from whatever that
right,
was.
Right, yeah, right, right.
I see that we would probably have a great working relationship. He's got a great family, too, who wouldn't hold something against me necessarily. As long as I didn't do something terrible, you know, that I think that it would be a great working environment if it didn't work out with our marriage. But that's not an option for us. So.
I get along with her whole family. As far as I know, they like me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
Maybe they just put up a front because I'm the father of their grandchildren.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, but I mean, their nieces or nephews or whatever.
As long as you're trying to be civil to them and good to the kids, I don't see why anybody wouldn't like that situation, Dale.
I don't know. I just want to bounce it off you, see if you thought it was weird. Or,
no, not weird.
Do you think it's weird?
I commend you. I like it. I think it's cool.
What's your thoughts? 799-WOLF.
Baby, you're a wildfire. It'll light me up the ladder. I'm going to sip a little wine with you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Quickly recapping what we were talking about earlier, I sort of found out over the holiday that my kids, and I don't know if it was my kids, were they being influenced by somebody in the family who had spoken to them that thought that the fact that I come up there and help their mom do stuff or with her while I'm there, like go to the store or whatever. Somebody said, that's weird. And I was like, I think it kind of hurt my feelings.
I find that it's weird that they would say that it's weird.
I do as well. But I
respect you for it, Dale.
But I thought maybe I should just get a vibe on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's going on from other people? We certainly have the platform to do that here at The Wolf. 799-WOLF is the number. Hello.
Hey, Dale. This is Brenda Stewart. How are you?
Good, Brenda. How are you?
I'm good. I was just listening to you on the radio, and I'm in a co-parenting situation myself, and I just have to say that I commend you 100%, and I think that's the way that things should be. It makes all the families work out a whole lot better, and I think it should make the children see that y'all are setting a good example.
Well, that's one of the reasons I try to do it, to show them that, you know, just because this happens, I have not, you know, just turned my back on their mother.
Exactly. And I'm with you 100%. I think it would be a better world if everyone could do that. I know there's situations where they can't, but I think that, I don't know which son said that, but I think he may see that in a different light someday, hopefully soon. But I commend you 100%. I think it's the way you should be, and I think you're doing the right thing.
Does it work like that for you?
And on one side, it does. The other side, it's a little bit harder. It's coming around. Just this past month, we all got together with my daughter's father. But as far as my husband's new wife and husband, we all get together. We go out to celebrate birthdays.
That's great.
His son is 21. It works a whole lot better. There's no tension. There's no stress. I think that's the way it should be.
Mature. Mm, yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's.
I totally commend you. I just think it's the way it's supposed to be, and I wish everybody could see that and could do exactly what you do.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. I'm glad it's working out for you. Have a happy new year.
You do the same, and I enjoy listening to y'all every single morning.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So it works for her.
Yeah.
You know, they see. Sounds like something new, though. It's sort of smoothing out for them now. Maybe a little rough at the beginning, but smoothing out. And they have it even harder because there's a new wife and a new husband involved, and all of them getting together to celebrate birthdays and events and all that kind of stuff. Now, that's real grown-up stuff.
I know, and I guess I could see how it looks weird, but, like, for me, I think that that's a wonderful, beautiful thing because at the end of the day, you all brought another life into this world, and it's your duty to raise that kid and you know, in some form, show them how to love each other as parents. You know what I'm saying? Show them, all you're doing is showing your boys that you still care for the woman who gave you your two sons, and you respect her, and you obviously, you know, I think in a sense, Dale, still take the vows that you gave to her somewhat seriously, because I know that you guys don't either have, you know, both y'all don't have, you know, significant others.
Right.
So you still are there to help. You're there for her after her heart attack. You go over there and help her clean the house and get things ready for events. You're there to make magical memories still with grown boys for Christmas and stuff. I don't know. I think you're a good example to them on how they should treat a woman at the end of the day. Even though that wife, ex-wife of yours is crazy,
well,
you still show her respect and how to be polite to her and treat her. And I just think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are a little bit, we're all a little on the crazy side. There ain't no doubt about
that. Well, that's this world for you.
And one of the things that you did mention about how in our situation, there's no other new significant others. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't know how you're supposed to say it when you're 60 years old.
You say girlfriend,
but
now.
You don't have that. And she doesn't have a boyfriend or a new husband or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's not in the mix either. Like Brenda has that in her deal. you know, there's new spouses.
But I think I just think that even if someone new does come in, you got to respect the fact that you were there first and you still care enough to want to be around, and that should be something that they respect as well, you know? And it's not like you're trying to make a move on her. I mean, you're just trying to be a good co-parent.
And if nothing else, just lower the drama quotient. I mean, who wants it? I don't need the drama, do you?
Right, no, nobody does.
No thanks, I don't want any of that. I think we can minimize it.
Last night we lit.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien here, and across the desk is Annie Camp.
Hello.
So we were just discussing about whether or not it's weird that I go help my kid's mom do stuff and be seen out in public with her. I guess that was an issue. Somebody in the family saw us at the grocery store and then mentioned to one of my sons later, is that weird? That seems weird. Well, maybe you should mind your business.
Yeah.
You know, it's nobody's business what you're doing. Thoughts, 799 Wolf. Good morning.
Hey, Big D. I got one more that's weird for you.
Okay.
I've been divorced for 35 years.
Yep.
And his mom, my son lives with me, and his mom has not laid eyes on him in the 35 years that we've been divorced.
Wow.
And no birthday cards, no Christmas cards, no nothing.
See, I've never understood how anybody could do that.
Well, I mean, they do it. There's people out here that do it, and I commend you for what you do. I mean, you're still in your boys' lives, and I'm still in mine, and, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
That's right.
And it don't matter what people say. It's not their life.
It's none of their business.
Exactly, buddy. And whatever they say, they need to keep it to themselves.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Have a blessed one, man.
Happy New Year.
See ya.
Bye. So far, I've been determined to be not weird. That's always comforting to know.
Yeah.
Coming up, no chance to qualify for that trip to see Lainey Wilson. That comes at 9:30.
Bartender looks at me like, pony up, man. We're closing down.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Annie texted me yesterday at some point and clued me into how something's done. And I was like, no. No!
I am always fascinated finding things out that you don't think to, like, you that you would want to know about until you stumble across it. And that's kind of how this happened, thanks to, you know, me scrolling on Facebook on the reels. So anyways, there's a guy named Treb Heining. And in 1991, he was asked to create an effect that would completely transform the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square.
Now, so I'm going to stop you right there. When somebody calls somebody and says, I need you to create an effect, now that automatically sounds like, oh my gosh, this is going to take computers and engineering and all this.
And the cool thing is that no part of this does that. Treb created what we know as the confetti blizzard, and it's consisted of 100 trusted volunteers to disperse confetti by hand.
Just throwing it.
Chunks of confetti.
Over balconies.
Yeah, from the rooftops of Times Square. And for the past 32 years, Treb has continued to lead the effect and bring the magic to New York City. And the confetti that they use, I've always wondered this too, because you'll see, like, in videos, they got people out there sweeping the streets afterwards.
Yep.
The confetti that's used is made from 100% recycled material that would otherwise be discarded. It's biodegradable, and after the event, the DSNY crews promptly clean up the debris. But they had some Limelight Docs did this whole little 12-minute mini documentary on YouTube about this, and we just have a little snippet for you.
And also, before I play this, the paper that they throw off is also flame retardant.
So cool.
I don't even understand it, but here's a little clip that will bring it to life for you.
Go confetti, go confetti, go confetti.
I didn't tell anybody for the first 12 years that we were doing it by hand. I think the primary reason I do it by hand is because I like that it's magic. Creating magic is taking people out of their normal day-to-day existence and for a second giving them something that is emotional, is spectacular, that makes them say, wow. Something that's a little overwhelming. And if you can get a tear in the eye and a lump in the throat, that's all the better.
pretty amazing that all that you see on TV is people tossing it over by hand.
And I do love the way he words that, because in that clip, if you're visualizing it, it's the volunteers throwing the confetti over, and it is. You are literally making magic for so many people. And that, I just think it's very cool. Very cool that he's very passionate about it too. And super cool, it's all done by hand by just trusted volunteers. So it's like one of those the more you know kind of moments.
So you learned something today.
Yeah.
Now you can go to work and tell everybody, you know, all that stuff is thrown over at my hand. They won't even believe me.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again.
Today's top one, three, go.
Now, I'm not a member of Costco. Dale used to be.
I'm going to renew mine. I mean, it's just, I prefer it. I just hate the crowd. I blame Costco for all the wind over traffic problems.
There you go. And what's a normal membership for them, roughly?
60.
Okay. Makes sense for a year, right?
Yes.
That's not bad with all the deals you're getting.
Yeah, especially if you have a large family. I don't know if it pays off for me or not. I just like to go.
You just like to go, yeah. I'm a Sam's Club girly myself, but
I also have a Sam's Club membership.
Not the dual membership. Now I got to give you crap for it.
No, the reason I do is because that's what they use in Kentucky. And when I'm there, and if I have to, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, I feel that. Okay. Well, Costco membership prices are still going to go up, even though
none
of us want that to happen. The company's chief financial officer says for now, they're staying the course, and it's not a matter of when, it's when. It's when. So they haven't decided when it's going to happen.
It's those dadgum cheap chickens. But they won't raise the price on the chicken, so they're going to raise the price on the membership.
And it's like, hopefully it's only a couple bucks, you know? Hopefully you're not looking at
$20. If it's $10 or something, get out.
Ridiculous. So, yes, just if you're a Costco person, know that your time is coming.
How much is a Sam's Club membership now?
I have no idea. Don't pay for mine.
Okay. I was thinking it was less. It was like, I was thinking it was 20 for a basic. It was like,
they can be basic. And I've seen like where people do deals for 10, 15 bucks a month, just 10, 15 bucks a year membership. So there's deals all the time for Sam's Club. While Dale Googles, I'll continue. Christmas tree collection is underway in the Triad. So if you haven't taken your live Christmas tree down yet, or you haven't, it's just taking up space outside, you can get rid of it. Guilford County is doing a pickup. Of free disposal for real Christmas trees at the Guilford County Farm. It's formerly the Sheriff's Prison Farm in Gibsonville. There's also a few other things that are getting picked up. Greensboro is collecting trees curbside during regular garbage collection days. If they're over 5 feet, they're asking that you cut them in half. High Point, Jamestown, and Gibsonville all doing the same thing. And if you used to take your trees to the Piedmont Triad Farmers Market or Tabernacle United Methodist Church, they are no longer collecting trees there. And I also know quite a few people who own farms whose goats love the fresh Christmas trees. So if you know somebody.
I also don't know if the zoo takes Christmas trees to feed the animals either. A lot of zoos do.
Yeah. So something you could look into there. But don't let it go to waste. If anything, just burn that sticker outside.
Yeah.
It smells like Christmas.
Have yourself a bonfire.
And did you find what you needed to?
I did. The Sam's Club membership has gone up. It is $45 to $50 for straight up club members. And if you want that plus membership, that's $100 to $110.
Yeah, we're good on that. Last but not least, some good news happening in the new year. A family of seven welcomed the new year with a new home, all thanks to Habitat for Humanity. They have been in the program since 2022, hoping to have a place for them and their five children. This is Deontay and Denise Epps. And Deontay works for the city of Winston-Salem, driving buses, and his wife attended all the Habitat for Humanity literacy classes, life skills classes, etc., while they're waiting for their home to come to fruition. And they have a 5-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom house in Winston-Salem that they are finally in for the new year. So congratulations to them. I think the Habitat for Humanity is a wonderful program. And they said they were paying close to $2,000 for a 3-bedroom apartment. So something needed to change.
Oh yeah, rent's out of control. And if you're looking for something new, maybe you're looking to volunteer for some organization in the new year, as she said, Habitat for Humanity is a great thing. And especially if you're handy with your hands.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to do. So, yeah, that's great. I'm happy for them. In about an hour, no chance to qualify to win that Lainey Wilson concert trip. That happens at 9:30 on The Wolf.
Never been one to ask for help.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Eddie Camp. I have been dying to ask you, Annie, how Frank liked his Santa gifts. I understand that there may have been a motorcycle in the offering.
Santa did bring a motorcycle and a few Lego things.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of what Santa brought, Frank was more than spoiled with gifts from Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa and his birthday.
Oh, yeah, kind of close together. When you got that holiday birthday thing going on.
Yeah, so we went through all the present, all his stuff, you know, a couple weeks before both events and cleaned out a lot of toys. But last night we're in his room. He's starting a little bit of a fit, so he's in an ill mood. And he looked at me, he goes, Mom, I don't need this motorcycle. He said we should give it to a kid who needs it more. And I was like, that's funny because you asked Santa for it last minute.
And Santa went to the trouble. Santa's very busy.
Santa's very broke. Very broke.
Interesting but how you know about Santa's finances, but
I do.
Go ahead.
I do, and but Santa made it happen.
Right.
And now it's just sitting in a corner. And Santa called me and was a little ticked off.
Have you checked with Santa to see if that's returnable?
It is not returnable.
Ooh. Elves made that and they ain't taking it back.
But Santa told me I could sell it.
He did?
And I will. If you know me, one thing about me, I don't want it anymore. It's finna end up on Facebook.
Right. Marketplace time.
But he had a great Christmas. He's very, 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 very spoiled.
What was his favorite gift?
I don't think he has a favorite gift. He loves all his RC stuff. He got an RC monster truck. He got an RC Ninja Turtle.
Mm.
And he got an RC car.
Okay.
So lots of RCs, lots of noise in my home. I'm not a fan of them, but he is.
It's Christmas, or it was Christmas, so, you know, let him have it.
But yes, I'm sure I won't get too many more Christmases of noisy, loud toys and happiness. So I'll take what I can get. I might yell a little bit, but at the end of the day, I know he's a kid. He's enjoying himself. So.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Well, I guess you got a Facebook Marketplace ad to put together today.
And do.
I love a first cast when the water's glass and the line starts.
Wilson with another chance for you to win a totally private concert with me in Nashville.
All right, here we go. Here's your first chance today to qualify for this trip. Road, R-O-A-D is the keyword. You go to the website at 931wolfcountry.com and enter that word. That's all there is to it. It'll be self-explanatory when you go to 931wolfcountry.com. Road, R-O-A-D is the number you need to qualify for that totally private concert for you and three guests to see Lainey Wilson in Nashville. Good luck to you. I am sure you will have a good time. Road, R-O-A-D, for the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Enter that word, and you're in the running for that show. Wake up with the Wolf Show. We have done all the damage we can do. We got to get out of here. Katie's coming up next. Tomorrow, Annie, I want to talk briefly about, and don't go in before I want to talk a little bit about New Year's resolution stuff, but I'm going to put a twist on it.
Okay.
I want to put a little twist on it. We're going to do that tomorrow. We got another chance for you to win that trip to see Lainey Wilson, private concert. You and three of your friends to go to Nashville to see her. What a great show that is. One of the biggest stars in country music and the biggest female artist on the planet right now.
Right. Katie Neal's got your next chance to qualify for that at 11:30 this morning.
All right. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye, Annie.
Have an awesome day. Get your 2024 started off right. Happy New Year to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.